Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Wealth DNA with Ron the Ronald Naraki. It's time to check your Wealth DNA so you can enjoy the second half of life. Here's the host of the show, Ron Naraki.
Hello, world. Welcome to a special edition of the Wealth DNA radio show. Today is June 23rd. It's 7 a.m. in Arizona, bright and early, and it's 4 p.m. in Warsaw, Poland, where I happen to be at the moment. So if you're wondering why the heck I would mention that time zone, that's where I am. So that is continental European time zone. I'm going to be here for the next few days, so our next show will be broadcast from Warsaw. Actually, it'll go through the studio in Youngstown, but nonetheless, I'll be in Warsaw. Today's show, I wanted to make sure all of our listeners are aware of the topics we'll be covering on the next four Wealth DNA radio shows. So we've kind of prearranged this. The exact dates of some of our guests aren't yet established, but I will let you know what those topics are today. And a reminder, by the way, the Wealth DNA radio show airs the second and fourth Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, so 8 o'clock a.m. Arizona time, and that happens to be Pacific Central, Pacific, whatever we call it, Standard Time, I guess, normal this time of year. And our upcoming show, that's on Monday, June 27th, that's the fourth Monday of June, our guest will be Kimber Lanning. She's the executive director of Local First in Arizona. Now, you may be wondering how this show has anything to do with your wealth. I mean, what the heck does something local in Arizona, if you're not based in Arizona, how does it affect you? Well, the answer is it does. Let me explain that a little bit because I think it's going to be an important show. Local First is focused on building awareness that what you do influences your local economy, whether it's your spending, your business, or you're investing. You're probably more worried about building your business or building your portfolio than in helping the economy, though, right? Well, it takes all of about 2 seconds to realize that the economy does affect your business and it affects your portfolio. How about the Great Recession as a good reminder of that, huh? So maybe boosting the economy would be useful. But let's say you live in the UK and not in Arizona. How does this show help you? Well, a starting point will be to hear some of the successes that Kimber and her colleagues at Local First have had in Arizona. Then take a look if there's a similar organization around you in the UK or wherever you live. The area that you live and work can be impacted by you, local businesses, and the people, the consumers in the area. Let me tell you why my company became a member of Local First. We invest solely in the Phoenix area, and thus the majority of our investment money helps the local economy. Now, this includes contractors, realtors, title companies. We also pay local property and sales taxes. All of that goes back into the economy. So in other words, we're creating jobs and paying taxes. So you see, the more we invest, the better the Phoenix economy, which means we get more clients since more people are working and earning money. Wouldn't you know that we have more clients than we can handle? Maybe it has something to do with the way we invest. I guess you could say we're a good example of what Local First promotes. But that's not why they became members. I mean, that'd be a reason why they'd want us to be members. You see, we also have some significant challenges we face as a real estate fund based here in Phoenix. And we're hoping other members, and both that current members and future members, will help us solve some of those challenges. I want to walk through some of those and then use us as an analogy of your own situation, your own business, your own portfolio. See, in order for real estate investments to yield decent returns, more than single digit, it's important to use mortgages to leverage those transactions. Straightforward finance principle. Now, some of you with the recent housing market crash may think that times have changed and leverage is a bad idea, you'd be better off buying with cash. Well, let me tell you, the people that lost their homes would have lost 100% of the value of their home as opposed to just their down payment. It'd be a lot worse economy than we have now. And also, some people think there's an unwritten rule, because it's never been written down anywhere, but they all think it exists, that says your best investment is to pay off your mortgage as soon as you can, or just buy the house with cash in the first place. Both those things are not true. We'll spend more time on that topic, including in the next few shows, but definitely we'll spend time on that whole concept of leverage, good leverage, using other people's money is what it talks about. That's what's coming. But let me tell you a second reason that we joined. You see, banks aren't lending, which makes getting those mortgages we need a major challenge. Well, in the process, we've developed the TACT program, T-A-C-T, which worked for us to fix our balance sheet. You see, we also foreclosed on a number of properties just like the banks did, because we do lending as well as owning. And now we'd like banks to take advantage of the same program, that TACT program, so they'll be able to lend again in the future. That's what banks are supposed to do. We'd love to start the implementation of TACT in the Arizona area. That would really boost the local economy. The banks would be healthier, and every dollar we invest would stay in Arizona. That's the third reason. If we buy our homes, the houses for our clients, we buy them all from local banks, then virtually all of our investment money stays in Arizona. It's not just local contractors, local title companies, local realtors, and investing, buying parts and supplies and air conditioners locally, but we'd also be buying the houses here. And, of course, the taxes stay in Arizona, as we mentioned. There's a fourth reason. See, when investors start to realize that investing their money on Wall Street or with banks helps bankers and Wall Street executives bonuses a heck of a lot more than it helps their portfolio, a few of those investors, or maybe several, maybe it'll be one of them, decides to invest the way we do, locally. Not only will they be earning more, as we do earn a decent return, but their investment will boost the local economy the way our investments do. And maybe if they have businesses like we do, they'll have more clients than they can handle. Maybe they'll also encourage their friends and neighbors to invest and spend locally, which helps the local economy, which helps them, which helps their portfolio, and on and on and on. A positive cycle that's not happening today in the U.S., at least, and probably most of the world. You see all sorts of struggles with economies. Even the Chinese are getting worried. Hopefully, from my four reasons for joining, you've already gotten a few ideas on how our conversation with Kimber will help build your wealth. And that's our mission here, by the way, on the Wealth DNA Radio Show, to build your wealth. On that note, let me take a second here. Some of you just joined us. To remind you, you're listening to the Wealth DNA Radio Show. This is a special edition, a very brief edition, telling you about our upcoming shows. I'm your host, Ron Naraki, and I look forward to you joining us every second and fourth Monday. This is an unusual show on a Thursday, and early, even earlier in the morning than usual. If you'd like to get a reminder directly to your email about our shows and some of the things that we are involved in, just send an email to ron@wealthdna.us. We'll keep you posted about future shows and those events. Or you have a second choice. In the upper left-hand side of the screen, right above the picture, it says follow button. There's a follow button. Just click on there, and all of the shows on the Boomer and Babe Network, a lot of great shows about your wealth, about your health, about your happiness. You'll get reminded. This show, as the name implies, focuses on building your wealth and also understanding your wealth DNA. In today's special edition, I'm giving you some insights of upcoming radio shows. Let's continue. I mentioned the one with Kimber Lanning coming up here on June 27th. For the shows in July and August, will be at least the first half of August, if not all of August, we'll be focused on using OPM. As investors, you probably already know that OPM stands for Other People's Money. And some of those people are banks. There are three or four or five sources of OPM that we want to make sure you're fully aware of. I personally, in our real estate fund, takes full advantage of all of them. And I continue to be surprised at how few people know about them, and of course, even fewer take advantage of them. It's kind of I think the reason is there's a catch-22. Or let me use the chicken-egg dilemma. With getting familiar with these sources of OPM, you see, the chicken side of it is, if you're not aware of those OPM sources, you don't look for ways to earn a higher return because you don't necessarily have enough money to invest or to do something different than you're already doing in your investment portfolio. So that's the chicken side of it. You don't have a chicken, so you're not aware of the OPM sources. There's the egg side of it. If you think the most you can earn safely is 1% annually, because that's about what CDs pay today. CDs, of course, we refer to affectionately as certificates of depreciation. Well, if you only earned 1% a year, you'd never pursue those OPM sources, since they generally cost more than 1%. So if you didn't know that you could earn more, you wouldn't look for ways to borrow. And if you didn't know there are ways to borrow, you wouldn't look for ways to earn more. Chicken and egg. Anyway, as many of you are already aware, we hold regular Learn to Earn a Higher Return. Learn to Earn a Higher Return seminars. In other words, providing you the eggs that I just talked about. There is a way to earn decent returns, far more than those certificates of depreciation, as banks call them, CDs, would earn for you. If somebody has money available for investing, they come to our seminar, they are ready to take advantage of what they've learned. But what happens if somebody comes to our seminar and doesn't have much investment capital? Well, if they don't have at least $10,000 to invest, we figure they should probably go out and get a job. Or maybe they should take advantage of some of the chickens I just mentioned. Those chickens, of course, are sources of OPM, other people's money. And I realize that many people lost all the equity in their home. Their 401k is now a 201k, and they lost their jobs, and their business income is down due to this Great Recession. So it appears the discussion of the sources of OPM would be a big help for our listeners to get back on building their wealth. Let me give you a preview of some of those OPM sources in just a couple minutes here. To avoid one of those typical wealth DNA barriers, keep in mind there are ways to earn a higher return. You can earn at least 5% annually safely. So let me throw a few at you, some of my favorites. First of all, 0% credit card offers. If you have good credit, credit card companies are sending you these on a regular basis. I typically have earned about $1,200 a year on extra income just on those offers. And today I'm getting more of those offers than ever before. So hopefully I'll be able to double that earning. We'll talk about which offers are good, how to make money on them, and how to avoid getting those financial problems that others got into with their credit cards. Secondly, life insurance policies. There's even a concept known as be your own banker. You can look that up. Or infinite banking. I unfortunately didn't know about those until sometime last fall. And I sit in this world of wealth building. Brokerage, margin accounts. What? Borrow against my stocks and bonds? So I'm investing more money than I have? Well, yes, that's what I'm talking about, OPM. Fourth one, most controversial of all of the ones I've touched on already. Mortgages on free and clear properties. You paid off your house, and you're so happy. And yet, that is a source, because you can now mortgage that free and clear property, or you can refi if you have a real low mortgage. Yes, it's controversial because some ingrained beliefs. We'll analyze some of those deep-seated beliefs, and you'll find out they're rooted in soft sand. So, what better time to give you some added value on the Wealth DNA radio show? I'm traveling, so rather than doing seminars, we're going to focus on sparing more knowledge or sending more knowledge your way. And reminder, Monday, June 27th, Kimber Lanning. That's 8 o'clock. Fourth Monday of June. Usual place, usual time, and then every second and fourth Monday of each month. There are archives available, past shows on www.wealthdna.us. And you can also send me an email if you want to stay posted about leads, ron@wealthdna.us. Thank you for joining us today for this special Wealth DNA radio show with previews of upcoming shows. Happy investing, and start thinking about investing locally and using OPM.
You've been listening to Wealth DNA with the Ronald, Ron Naraki. Wealth DNA is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.